Well, let's begin a yoga nidra practice. So you might decide to lie on your back or sit in a chair, finding a way to make yourself completely comfortable. If you're lying on your back, maybe you want to put a pillow under your head or a roll or a pillow under your knees. Or maybe you want to lie on your side. We'll be here for about 20 minutes, so let yourself be completely comfortable. And as you settle back, set an intention for the practice. Maybe it's an intention to be relaxed, or maybe it's an intention to be alert and aware. Whatever comes up for you for this practice. And you can use your intention if your mind wanders. The intention can bring you back. Now feel into the heart center. And from deep within the heart center, bring forward your deepest heart's longing, a heartfelt desire. This may be a longer term, a broader heart's desire, something for healing, for peacefulness, for awakening, whatever arises for you. And as this heartfelt desire bubbles up into awareness, phrase it in a positive statement. And phrase it in the present tense. Let it be a statement of truth in the present moment. And then put it aside, and we'll return to the heartfelt desire at the end of the practice. Develop your inner resource now. Let this be a place that you create in your imagination. It may be a place that comes from your memory, or a place that you know and love, a place that you feel safe and secure, completely at ease. As you create this inner resource, bring in all the senses, visualizing it, associating the smells, the tastes, the sounds, maybe tactile sensations. This inner resource may include people that you love and care about, or belongings that you love and care about. The inner resource is used when you feel that the practice of the yoga nidra becomes strained or stressful, or the activities in daily life become strained or stressful, and you want to take a little break and recall that inner resource. And in a yoga nidra practice, you can just rest there for as long as you need to, maybe the remainder of the practice. Or when you're feeling like you want to return to the practice, then entering back in. So using that inner resource as a place to step out of the stress and the strain to a place of safety, ease, and comfort. The inner resource uses all the body sensations to really be alive in your imagination. And then putting that inner resource aside. And we'll explore a rotation of consciousness. Exploring sensation in the body. And our intention is not to create anything, but just to notice what is. Letting the sensation unfold in your awareness. So begin in the mouth. Allowing sensation to bubble up in the mouth. Sensation in the lips. In the tongue. The side walls, left and right. The floor of the mouth, the roof of the mouth. Feeling the whole mouth as sensation. From the back of the mouth, sense your way along the inner ear canals. Exploring sensation of the ears, the inner ears, the outer ears. Both ears simultaneously. An awareness extending across the cheeks, the sinus cavities, to the nose, and the nasal passages. The sensation of breath as it enters and leaves the nostrils. Coming into the eyes, feeling the eyes as sensation, the orbits of the eyes as sensation, and extending awareness across the forehead, the temples, the crown of the head, and the back of the head. Feeling the whole head as sensation. And coming back to the eyes, sense your way back behind the eyes. And feel the whole head now, inside and outside. The whole head as sensation. Sensation flowing along the back of the neck and throat. Coming into the shoulders. Feeling both shoulders at the same time, left shoulder and right shoulder. And sensation extending into the arms. And into the hands. Sensation in the backs of the hands. palms of the hands, the fingers, and the thumbs. Now feeling them all together, thumbs, fingers, hands, arms, and shoulders, all at the same time. Sensation in your awareness. From the shoulders and the throat, extending awareness into the chest and rib cage. Feeling your way across the front of the chest. Across the back of the chest, upper back, the side ribs. Feeling the whole rib cage, inside and outside. A sensation. And sense your way into the belly and abdomen. Feeling your way across the front of the abdomen, across the mid-back, in the waist, left and right. Feel the whole abdomen inside and outside. Awareness extending into the pelvis. Sensing your way across the front of the pelvis, across the back, the sides, and the floor of the pelvis. The whole pelvis, inside and outside. Now drawing all the parts of the torso together. Pelvis, abdomen, ribcage. Feeling the whole torso all at the same time. Whole torso as sensation. Now sensing your way into the hips. Sensation extending through the legs into the feet. The toes, a sensation. The tops of the feet, the soles of the feet. And then draw them all together. And feel the whole body all at the same time. Toes, the feet, the legs, the hips, the torso, the fingers, the hands, the arms, the shoulders, the neck and throat, the head and face. Feel the whole body all at the same time. Whole body as sensation. The whole body as sensation in your awareness. Feeling yourself as the one being aware of the sensation. The sensations that are rising and falling away as you move attention through the body. Now notice the breath breathing the body. And following that flow of breath, the inhale moving in and down, the exhale moving up and out. And the whole body breathing. Whole body inhaling and exhaling. Now bring your attention to the left side of the body, feeling the whole left side of the body. And feel the left side of the body breathing. At the top of the next inhalation, bring awareness to midline. Crossing midline, and as you exhale, exhaling right side of the body. Feeling into the right side of the body, breathing. At the top of the next inhalation, crossing midline, feeling into the left side of the body. Left side of the body breathing. Left side of the body breathing, the left eye, the left nostril, the left shoulder, the left hip, the left heel, the whole left side of the body breathing. The top of the next inhale, bringing awareness to midline and crossing midline, right side of the body breathing, right lung, right side of the pelvis, right leg, right thumb. Right nostril, the whole right side of the body breathing. At the top of the next inhalation, bringing awareness to midline. Exhaling left side of the body. And continue on to your own rhythm of breath and to your own time. Side to side body breathing. Sensing midline on an inhalation and crossing over when you're ready. Side to side body breathing. Next time you're breathing on the right side, finish up the side-to-side body breathing by bringing awareness to midline and sensing the whole body again, the whole body all at the same time. The whole body breathing. Inhaling and exhaling, whole body. As you follow the flow of breath, the movement of breath in your awareness. The rise and the fall of sensations in your awareness. The rise and the fall of breath in your awareness. Awareness being that constant, stable background to the changing perceptions in the body, mind. Maybe feel your way back into that awareness itself. Not thinking your way, but feeling your way back. Allowing yourself to be open, spacious awareness. And allowing yourself to rest in that. And then perhaps recalling again your deepest heart's desire. And as it comes forward into your awareness, just notice if it's changed. Or if it's remained constant. Still framing it as a positive statement of truth in this present moment. And allowing your deepest heart's desire to dissolve into awareness. And as you feel the body now lying supported on the earth, maybe deepening the breath, wiggling fingers and toes, knowing that awareness envelops all the changing fluctuations of the mind, our perceptions. We carry this ground of being awareness with us through the activities of the day. And that you can always step back into a spacious, open presence, feeling the sensations of the body, feeling the rise and the fall of breath. Knowing that that's available for you to access at any time. And when you're ready, bringing the yoga nidra practice to completion. If you're lying on the floor, bending your knees, rolling over onto your side in fetal pose, and coming to sit when you're ready. Thank you. Namaste.